Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. We announce to the congregation that it has pleased the Lord Monday evening to take out of our midst by the hand of death Mr. John Bazoya at the age of 82 years. The funeral was today. The Lord remember the mourning family and sanctify the calling. To that end, we will sing of Psalter 281, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. A mindful of our human frailty is the God in whom we trust. He whose years are everlasting, he remembers we are dust. And what follows, Psalter 281, the first three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 38, beginning with verse 24 to the sixth verse of chapter 39. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the first head of doctrine, the articles 8 and 9. Genesis 38, beginning with verse 24 to the sixth verse of chapter 39. And it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law, hath played the harlot. And also, behold, she is with child by whoredom. And Judah said, bring her forth, and let her be burnt. When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, by the men who these are, am I with child? And she said, discern, I pray thee, whose are these, the signet and bracelets and staff? And Judah acknowledged them and said, as she hath been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah, my son. And he knew her again no more. And it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, this came out first. And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that, behold, his brother came out, and she said, how hast thou broken forth? This breach be upon thee. Therefore his name was called Pharaoh. And afterward came out his brother that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zerah. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Thus far the scripture reading. From the canons of Dort, the first head of divine predestination, the articles 8 and 9. Article 8. There are not various degrees of election, but one and the same degree, respecting all those who shall be saved, both under the Old and New Testament. Since the Scripture declares the good pleasure, purpose, and counsel of the divine will to be one, according to which he had chosen us from eternity, both to grace and glory, to salvation, and the way of salvation, which he hath ordained that we should walk therein. Article 9. This election was not founded upon foreseen faith and the obedience of faith, holiness, or any other good quality or disposition in man, as the prerequisite cause or condition on which it depended. But men are chosen to faith and to the obedience of faith, holiness, etc. Therefore, election is the fountain of every saving good, from which proceeds faith, holiness, and the other gifts of salvation, and finally, eternal life itself, as its fruits and effects, according to that of the apostle, he had chosen us, and not because we were, but that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, Ephesians 1 verse 4. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when thou wast granted the opportunity to come up to thy courts in this evening hour, then thou yet maketh a difference where there is no difference, because it is written in thy holy word that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then it has pleased thee on the first weekday of this week, by the cold hand of death, to usher into eternity a beloved husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, brother, and further family member. And in this day, then we have stood on the cemetery to entrust his mortal remains to the earth, Lord. Then by renewal, we commend that family circle unto thee. Do remember the widow, where thou wast given the strength to faithfully be at the side of the sickbed and the deathbed of her dear husband. And now it has all come to an end, and that empty place shall be so sorely experienced, and it shall only become more so, to that end. Wilt thou uphold and remember, and wilt thou remember the whole family circle, may the calling and thy word in this day, may it have been blessed, accompanied by the loving and irresistible work of thy Holy Spirit, and that as a fruit of the death of this dear one, that dead sinners may be born in Zion, Lord. Wilt thou remember the many mourning ones amongst us, widowers, widows, those that have brought dear ones' children to the cemetery? Wilt thou continue to uphold them, and that out of the death of dear ones, that also an other mourning may be born, and that is that deep mourning for our sins, and that missing of thee, O Lord. and may it please thee to grant a rich outpouring of thy Holy Spirit upon us and our children, where thou hast promised in thy word, I will pour out my blessing upon thy seed, thy spirit upon thy offspring. We may acknowledge thee for all the precious gifts that thou granteth unto us and our children. There are few that are so privileged as we and our children concerning the truth and concerning the temporal blessings. We humbly ask thee, may it be thy goodness that leadeth us and our children to repentance. And then in this week, then thou hast granted showers upon the thirsty earth, our Lord. May there have been broken and humble hearts, and that sacrifices of thanksgiving that have risen unto thee, where thou yet gladdens man and beast, all grand an impression, that if thou would deal as we deserve, then there would no more be a cloud in the sky, and then thou would no more give rain, then it would become as in the time of Ahab and the prophet Elijah. Lord, may we be given to see thy hand therein, and when we were given to see the rain to descend from the sky, may our thoughts have multiplied, and may the prayers have risen unto thee, the living God, for those showers of thy blessed Spirit. Thou hast promised in thy word, it shall continue till the end of the world, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness shall become a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be counted as a forest. Lord, may it please thee that the dry ground, that it may be more lamented about, and that that dry ground, that it may truly become thirsty by the first time, and by renewal, that is also thy work. May there in this evening hour truly have come up thirsty souls, that have yet begged a little, that thou may remember them with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, yet a token for good, a smile, a word, thou as a people that is so dependent upon the immediate working of thy Holy Spirit. We humbly ask thee that thou may bless thy word to that end in this evening hour, that sinners may be converted when we are building upon sandy foundations uncovered, and that thy true people may receive a little instruction on their pathway through this life. Wilt thou grant those further exercises concerning the work of the Father, concerning the work of the Son, and concerning the work of the Holy Spirit. Wilt thou bless the manifold means of grace? Remember the family circles. Wilt thou remember the school when the school year is coming to a close? Remember all of our youth that are called upon to write exams. Wilt thou be their helper near? Wilt thou spare the remaining days? Remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. And then in a special way we commend unto thee the student, when he shall receive different calls from different places, come over and help us. Wilt thou lead, wilt thou guide, Well, to make the way plain for him, may he be carried upon the wings of prayer. Lord, do uphold the persecuted church. Remember the country at war, the Jewish people. Remember all mission work, also our mission field. And remember the nations of the earth in this dark and evil time where thy judgments are hanging so low over the earth, and our Lord who perceives it. And we can continue so easily on, but may there be born a hastening for our life's sake, to find that hiding place under the sheltering wings of Emmanuel, because thy dear Son has purchased this people for body and for soul, and many a times it goes through the depths, but thou wast promised to never forsake the work of thine own hands. May that also be experienced in this evening hour. Then we commend unto thee all the special needs. Remember our elderly ones in the evening of their life. Remember our Bethesda, whereby renewal, it is a mourning family, an empty place amongst them. May it please thee to work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit also in our care home. Wilt thou remember all the sick and afflicted with all the fears and with all the concerns? May it please thee to surround with thy care and with thy compassion. Wilt thou remember the burdens, the crosses, the handicapped? Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. And Lord, in this evening hour, may our eyes truly be upon thee. And may our help come from the Lord who has made heaven and earth. Gladden then with thy help, may it be, that with joy and liberty we may be given to declare the wonderful things of the Lord. Do arouse to a holy jealousy, Lord. Convert us and our children, as thou hast converted all thy people. And wilt thou remember all the hearers, grant a holy attention. May all the cares of this time, may they be put to rest. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 169, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thou visitest the earth in love, and sendest showers from above, enriching all the land. Thy streams exhaustless bless the field, preparing it the grain to yield, provided by thy hand. And what follows, Psalter 169, the three stanzas. Thank you. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, Genesis 39, the first six verses, and we shall read the verses 1 and 2. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian bottom of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. Our text words speak of Joseph in the house of Potiphar. Three thoughts. First, Joseph purchased as a slave. Secondly, Joseph favored by the Lord. And thirdly, Joseph promoted by his master. Joseph in the house of Potiphar. Joseph purchased as a slave. Joseph favored by the Lord. And Joseph promoted by his master. Thus first, Joseph purchased as a slave. Beloved congregation, in the history of Jacob and Joseph, then we are given to see much of the providence of the Lord. We confess in Lord's Day number 10, what understandest thou by the providence of God? The almighty power of God, whereby is by his hand, he upholdeth everything, and that he governs everything to a certain end. Easy to repeat it when things are going quite well and quite smoothly in our life. But when the Lord holds those mysterious ways, those deep ways, through the waters, then it is tested what we really believe, whether we truly believe that the Lord has everything in his hands, even to the smallest matters, and that the hairs of our head are even counted. The Lord has a people also concerning the providence of the Lord, and it can be so mysterious. Boys and girls, you know what an embroidery work is. Your mother, your sisters may be embroidering a beautiful picture. If we look from the top, it is orderly and beautiful. But when you look at it from the bottom, then it does not look so neat. The Lord sees everything from above. And here in the time, then something is revealed. So it would also be in the life of Joseph but much is kept for eternity for the true child of God. Concerning the providence of God, when the Lord has afflicted Job, then those three friends, they have come by appointment. They did not know what to say. And for 7 days, they have sat in silence. What a long time it must have been. In Job 3, oh, it is true, at the beginning, those precious words granted by the Spirit experienced, naked came I out of my mother's womb, naked shall I return. The Lord has given, the Lord has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But in chapter 2, verse 10, where Job was given to speak to his wife, shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord and not evil? And then we read that in all, that Job sinned not with his lips, but it seemed that in his heart it was starting to stir. Then in chapter 4, we read of Eliphaz the Temanite, that he has said to Job in former days, thou hast instructed others, thou hast lifted up the weary hands, but now it has come unto thee, and thou art troubled, and thou art fainting. The true child of God learns, so dependent upon the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, thankful in prosperity, patient in adversity, and in all future things to trust in the Lord. Has there been a little thankfulness, a little humility, when the Lord has blessed the earth with refreshing showers? We have heard the last time of Father Jacob a grieving, a sorrowing father with the coat of a son dipped in blood. We have heard of the deceit of the brothers. Joseph sold to the Ishmaelites, and they have went southward to Egypt, approximately 275 miles. What that must have been for Joseph, this thought that the Ishmaelites have taken the trade route close to the Mediterranean Sea. Nevertheless, they have gone southward. Must have been the hope of Joseph that perhaps they would meet someone, a messenger, that could go to his father and tell that he was going down into Egypt. But no messenger. What a mysterious way. Maybe in this evening hour, a few also concerning the Lord's providence, so different and so mysterious. And that concerning our 3 points, that you are already thinking, if I now had the assurance of that second point, favored by the Lord, known by the Lord, chosen by the Lord, if I only had that assurance, then I could leave it so easy in the hands of the Lord, then willing to suffer, willing to sacrifice. That is what that people think so often in the beginning. But they shall learn also on the further way, when they have been led further, that willingness to sacrifice, to deny ourselves, take up our cross, that we are such unwilling cross bearers, and the Lord has a people that learns that they need to be administered out of the great cross bearer, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they may follow him in sown and unsown ways. We have read together a portion out of Genesis 38. Could be the question, why is Genesis 38 concerning Judah, his sin, the children born inserted in the history of Joseph? Then in the first place, then it concerns the birth, the coming of the promised Messiah. To that end, the family of Abram, Isaac, and Jacob would have to be spared. Concerning the true child of God, as long as they still have a purpose upon the earth, they are immortal. And as long as they still have an unfulfilled dream, then they cannot die. That becomes reality when that faith may be an exercise. Now the Christ, he must be born. In Genesis 29, verse 35, there we read of Leah with the birth of her fourth son, Judah, that she was given to praise the Lord, that out of Judah, the Messiah would be born. And now in Genesis 38, what a humiliation for the Lord Jesus Christ, rejoicing before his Father, and that he would have been born out of such parents, conceived and born in great sin, because we have heard that Judah with a Tamar, and that twins were born. And now concerning Pharaoh, out of that boy, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior would be born. But in Genesis 38, there is an other instruction, because we read that Judah has left his brethren, and that he has married a woman from the land of Canaan. Thus it is becoming evident that there was a great danger, that the family of Jacob would not remain a separate people. And I read in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 14, and not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And in verse 16, to be separate and to come out from among them. In chapter 34, then it was already recorded that Dinah, that she went to see the boys of the land, and that a young man has fallen in love with her, and the end has been that there was murder. It was necessary that family of Jacob, and that is necessary for us and our children, that in a crooked and a perverse generation, that we may remain a very separate people. That is the strength of the church. And now to preserve that family of Jacob as a separate people, then the Lord in his providence, then he would bring them into the land of Egypt, into that part called Goshen, that they would indeed be a separate people, because we read that every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. And in that land of Goshen, they would greatly be multiplied. And then the Lord, with an outstretched arm, he would lead that people through the wilderness into the land of Canaan. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. What a humiliation for Joseph to be brought to Egypt and to be put on the market, maybe tied to a pole and a for sale sign, and that buyers would come, the same boys and girls. When you go to an auction, you have likely went with your parents where they sell animals. But now in Egypt, a place where they sold slaves. What is it to be a slave? A slave is one that is the property of another man, purchased with money, that works for nothing, and is provided food and shelter, that he may continue to work. Not so many countries in this world, maybe in a few third world countries, where we still find slaves. In former days, there were many slaves. History tells us that it is believed between the 1500s and the mid-1800s, that 10 million slaves have been brought from Africa to the Western Hemisphere, that 2 million of those slaves, that they have died on the ocean. The majority have went to the southern countries, and approximately 5% to the United States of America. There were, of course, also masters that have treated their slaves well. In our deep fallen Adam, we have given into his temptation, and he has received much power over the children of men. But let us remember, young and old, although we have given ourselves willingly under his banner, that the devil cannot compel to obey, but he influences the will through the medium of our understanding, our imaginations, and our passions. Further, let us consider the privilege, the blessing, when we and our children may be under the external administration of the covenant, when we may have a place in the tents of Jacob, because it is clearly written in God's word that that people with a baptized forehead, that the Lord watches over them in a special way. Paul has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 5, when he has written to the church concerning the excommunication of a member, those strong words, to deliver such a one into the hands of Satan. When we read God's word, that people of Israel, which the Lord has chosen, then the Lord has especially watched over that people. Think of the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire, the manna, the water out of the rock. Thus, young and old, young people, I hope that you never forget what a blessing and what a privilege it is to have a place in the tents of Jacob, and what a terrible thing it is when we willfully leave those tents. It is true, the prince of darkness, he especially tempts the people in those tents. And to that end, the necessity of the prayer, which Christ has taught his church, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The Lord has promised this special blessing. Matthew 18, verse 20. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And the Lord has promised to bless his word for the saving of sinners. When we think of slavery, then there are different masters. We could mention master alcohol, cannot force us to drink, but suggest a drink, perhaps anxiety, stress in marriage, stress in business life, to take a few drinks to calm our nerves. And so many have become a slave of drink. We could speak of drugs, could speak of pornography, how necessary that the prayers are multiplied. Oh, the devil, he fears nothing more than the prayers of the church, because I read in James 2 verse 19, thou believest that there is a God, the devils also believe and tremble, and the devil believes that the Lord indeed hears prayer. What it must have been for Joseph, 17 years old, to be brought down to Egypt and there to come on the market to be sold. The Ishmaelites, they have purchased him for 20 pieces of silver. 'Tis believed about 2 years of wages. Thus then you can figure out how much 20 pieces of silver is in our day. And then of course they have sold them for a profit. Then there were those that did not need Joseph. They did not need him to work. There were others undoubtedly that perhaps have seen that he was a shepherd. And we read in Genesis 46 verse 34, that a shepherd is abomination to the Egyptians. Others that have realized, because in Genesis 43 verse 32, then the Egyptians may not eat with the Hebrews. There were others that did not see the gifts and the strengths that Joseph had. He was instructed by his father. Therefore, necessary, boys and girls, that we do our best with our studies, that we are diligent, and that the Lord may bless us in the future. Of course, when those buyers came on the market, then they did not realize that Joseph, that he would become that Zephaniah Peninnah, in the Hebrew language, the revealer of secrets, and in the Egyptian language, the savior of the world. They were given to see that he was a slave. But now in the special providence of the Lord, of course, Joseph did not understand it. But in the special providence of the Lord, then we read that Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, and an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites. If we had asked Potiphar, why have you now bought this slave, this Hebrew? Maybe he would tell us that he thought that Joseph was able to work. But of course, it was in the special providence of the Lord, because in that house of Potiphar, then Joseph already would become acquainted with the ways of the high ones of the earth, where in the future the Lord had a special task for Joseph, that Egypt and that his family would be saved. I read in Proverbs 21 verse 1, that the hand, that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. He turneth it whithersoever he wilt. Joseph was sold on the market. There were many that did not need and desire Joseph. In our history, much concerning the providence of God, much concerning the way that the Lord leads his child. But we have already heard in the last chapter that Joseph enmity by his brothers, cast in the pit and sold, humbled, that already in that chapter, that he is a type of the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, boys and girls in congregation, then sometime we speak of the Lord's day as the soul's market day. Then in Isaiah 55, then we read of purchasing. In Matthew 13, the verses 45 and 46, then we read of one that was trading in pearls, and he has found many a goodly pearl. And the Lord has a people by his grace, oh, that has gathered many goodly pearl, would not want to miss him for anything in the world. But the Spirit shall teach his people that with those goodly pearls, that they cannot pay their debt, and that they cannot satisfy Father's justice. And now when God's house, when God's word is opened, then the greater Joseph, the pearl of great price, he may be displayed in his beauty and in his preciousness. And the price, without money and without price. But alas, there are so few that are given by true saving faith to purchase, to say it simply and reverently, that greater Joseph. And why? In the first place, they have no need for Joseph. They have no sin, no debt, all with their mind, but not in the way of experience. In the second place, they see no beauty in him. I read in Isaiah 53 verse 2, that he hath no form nor comeliness that we should desire him, no beauty. In the third place, then we see him not who he is. Oh, in the state of his humiliation, and no desire to follow him, and no impression that he is exalted, that he sitteth at the right hand of the Father. And in the fourth place, that we are not willing to give up our sins, our lusts, and not willing to sacrifice. I read in Isaiah 42, verse 3, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, my servant whom I uphold, concerning Joseph, when he went down to Egypt, he remained who he was, a young man, humbled, purchased by Potiphar, the greater Joseph. Then he has assumed our human nature, humbled so low, born as a little helpless child, laid in a stable. He became poor, that his church may become rich. Joseph into Egypt. Joseph humbled. Joseph purchased as a slave. What do you think, congregation? Shall the Lord now forget Joseph? What do you think, boys and girls? Shall the Lord now forsake his child? Then we shall all say, can and never shall be. Lord has promised, I will never leave nor forsake thee. I read in Romans 8, verse 28, for we know that all things shall work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Christ has said to his disciples in John 13, verse 7, what I doest now, thou knowest not. Thou shalt know hereafter. The Lord as a people. Oh, it is true. Can go so deep that everything goes upside down. That they are given to question what they believe. Can even be that trouble with the atheist. But there can be times concerning that true people of God. They have no doubt, a blessed people, a people whom the Lord shall never forsake, a people whom Christ has engraven upon the palms of his hand, and that the Lord doeth all things well, too good to be unkind, too wise to err. But then the question can be whether they truly believe to belong to that people. Then soul, examine then your heart. We have mentioned a particular mark, for we know that all things shall work together for good to them that love God. Souls, tell me then, oh, may you not say what the Peter can be much that testifies, that call, that fire of coals, but that you may honestly tell the Lord, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Oh, what a deep and unfathomable way for Joseph. But Joseph has experienced that the Lord was everywhere present, also in Egypt, and that the Lord knew of him. Let us first sing. Psalter 384, the first three stanzas. O Lord, my inmost heart and thought, thy searching eye to see. For wherever I rest, wherever I go, my ways are known to thee. And what follows, Psalter 384, the first three stanzas. Secondly, Joseph favored by the Lord. Then we read in verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph. There are times in the life of a child of God that word and also becomes a wonder unto them, that the Lord still has dealings with them, that they may experience in the midst of all the trials and in the midst of all the riddles, that the Lord knoweth of them. It is very clear in the life of that young Joseph, the tender fear of the Lord, A word we have heard in Genesis 37, that he has brought that evil report concerning his brothers. What a deep and heavy way it was for Joseph that he had to come in that heathen Egypt where the fear of the Lord was not found. What a burden it can be for one that has a tender conscience that they are called to labor among a world, in the midst of a world where there is not so much respect for God nor for his word. Then for Joseph, undoubtedly, especially in the beginning, that he was perhaps given to hope that somehow in the special providence of the Lord, that Father Jacob would come to the knowledge that he has been sold to the Ishmaelites. And since Father Jacob, the Lord has blessed them richly, that Father Jacob would send some messengers down to Egypt to purchase his beloved son back. We read in Proverbs 13, verse 12, that hope deferred maketh the heart sick. How would Joseph, oh, what a privilege that the Lord is everywhere present, that in Joseph may bow his knees in Egypt, that he may tell the Lord everything. I read of the psalmist in Psalm 142, verse 3, when my soul was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. We have sung together from Psalm 139 that the Lord is present everywhere. And now when Joseph was given to experience that presence in a special way. For a Joseph in Egypt with two dreams, which he believed he had received from the Lord. Then in Egypt, how exercised with those dreams, and then it can go so deep that it would be easier for Joseph to be in Egypt without those two dreams. How Satan must attack Joseph concerning those dreams. How the devil must have mocked Joseph. Do you remember that you thought that the Lord has spoken through those dreams? Such a freedom to tell Father and your brothers that there would come a time that they would all bow and they would worship Joseph. Do you not really believe that it shall ever take place? It is clear it cannot and shall not. Then how deep it can go. Oh, for a Joseph, was it a strong desire? Was it imagination? It can even be that the question arises whether it was the devil as an angel of light and then accused perhaps if it was of the Lord, close to the sin against the Holy Ghost. Oh, for a Joseph, when he looked at the circumstances, He was a slave laboring for a Potiphar, forever impossible. When Joseph, by true saving faith, may look upwards above the circumstances, beholding that the Lord was almighty, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And in Isaiah, oh, for a Joseph. Think about it, congregation. Necessary that we think more of our blessings. If a Joseph now had a Bible like we do, and he could have taken it down into Egypt, how we would have treasured that gift, how we would have read it, searched it, crept through it, read the histories of the wonderful works of the Lord, what the Lord has done in the midst of Israel, what a comfort and what an encouragement that would have given. But Joseph did not have a Bible. I hope, boys and girls, that you read it every night. Does not have to be such a long portion. And to be given to ask that the Lord may bless it for your souls. And the Lord, all capital letters, I am that I am, that faithful covenant God, the simply written, and the Lord was with Joseph. Oh, then I hear a soul think, that is my desire, that is my longing. But then, soul, tell me in this evening with your desire and your longing, can you deny that you have experienced special tokens of the Lord's favor in the way of providence, answers upon prayer, and also concerning the welfare of your never-dying soul? I read in Zechariah 4, verse 10, despise not the day of small things. And then I hear a soul say, but with those tokens of his favor, and they can be manifold, let me ask you, how did a Joseph now experience that the Lord was with him? Oh, then surely, when he was given to bend his knees, that he received opening at the throne of grace, at times some rest and some peace. In the way of providence, when the Lord grants special deliverances, in the way of prayer, when the Lord hears and answers our prayer concerning the matters of grace, when we may be bound more and more at his footstool. And the Lord was with Joseph. The psalmist has prayed in Psalm 106, verse 4, remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. And the Lord was with Joseph. Ah, then there were times that Joseph may believe that the Lord doeth all things well, that the Lord knew he was in Egypt, and not outside of his divine providence, and even with those special smiles from heaven that Joseph was given to believe how impossible. We would ask Joseph how it could ever take place. Then he would say, I do not know. And I do not have to know. But the Lord has given those dreams, and it's his way, in his time, they shall be fulfilled. And with those tokens of the Lord's favor, then the church may sing already, praise the Lord in the deepest trials. But oh, then the tempter can come. And then they are given to call themselves the greatest fool upon the earth, for a Joseph to believe that it shall ever transpire. Ah, that people is so dependent upon the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord, who was with Joseph, may be souls that cannot deny tokens of the Lord's favor, Joseph an unfulfilled dream, and souls with everything that they have experienced is still an unpaid debt and no solution. Necessary that we come to a saving knowledge of the greater Joseph, the servant of the Father, who has humbled themselves so willingly. Oh, Joseph did not go to Egypt willingly, but the greater Joseph already in the Council of Peace, then he has given himself as the servant of the Father to be humble to the lowest, that his church may be saved. And he was a prosperous man. Does not exclude the means. We are called to be diligent, boys and girls with their studies, fathers at work, mothers in the home, wherever we are called to be, to do our labors prayerfully with an eye upon the blessing of the Lord. I read in Proverbs 10, verse 22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. And what a privilege it is when we may also be given to see in the way of dependency the hand of the Lord with a blessing upon our labors. When we read that Joseph was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, that also has another instruction. In the lives of some people, they go through terrible and horrible things. May we be kept. Leaves deep scars that remain for all their life. But now we live in a time, and not to minimize those scars, we have not experienced it. We cannot fathom how deep it is. Thus to have empathy. But we live in a time that many, or even most counselors, they focus on the victim, and that they make it so that the victim is not responsible a certain freedom for what they are doing. but that is not biblical. And by renewal, not to minimize those scars, but let us always remember that we remain responsible for all our actions, whatever has taken place in our life, and that sin remains sin. We do not read of a Joseph that he has sat down to sulk and to complain, but we read with everything and terrible things have taken place to be sold by your brothers, that he still felt his duty and his calling to be diligent in the house of Potiphar. Joseph favored by the Lord. We must close. When we consider Joseph, young and old, it was not easy for Joseph. But who would you rather be? Joseph or those brothers? We do not read of those brothers that the Lord was with them. They were living with a lie in their right hand. Then it is better to be a Joseph in affliction, in trials, with the fear of the Lord, than to have prosperity and walk in an evil way. When we consider the eighth commandment, maybe boys and girls, you can remember about Matthew Henry when he was robbed, that he was given to think. And he had 4 points. In the first place, that he was robbed and not killed. In the second place, that they have taken his money, but that he still had more money at home. In the third place was the first time he had been robbed. And in the fourth place, that he was thankful that he was the robbed one and not the robber. A Joseph in affliction, then by renewal. Then I hear souls say, but with the trials in life, then my main concern is whether I am of the Lord. May that remain your concern, and not to rest till you may come to the knowledge of the greater Joseph. Also in that respect, Joseph in this chapter, then we can understand it cannot be different, that Joseph was much exercised with his father, and now the greater Joseph, when he has dwelt upon the earth. All we read already in Luke 2, verse 49, wished ye not that I may be in my Father's business? The Lord grant unto us many Josephs. The tender fear of the Lord and the way of providence to see his hand and to experience in the way of grace no rest till we may come to a knowledge of the greater Joseph, the Zephaniah Peninnah. Amen. Let us close. Lord, it was a deep and trying way for thy child, but it was all ordered by thee. And then we have heard that thou hast remembered him. And so it is with thy people, Lord. Work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit when there are those that fear thee. And when thou granteth the prosperous way, may they be given to rejoice, and not forget thee in the way of prosperity. And when thou sendeth trials, may it bring us closer to thee and thy holy word. Lord, wilt thou watch over us in the remainder of this week? Wilt thou bring us safely to our dwellings? Be the faithful keeper, Israel, in this night. Keep us from harm and danger, from sin and temptation. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 439. Let us only sing the second stanza. Yet in my care, my grief and pain, I ever, Lord, with thee remain. My hand is clasped by thine forever. And what follows? Psalter 439, only the second stanza. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.